Hi, this is Paul Sackett, Good News Planet, and I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Michael Hochman. Hi, Dr. Hochman. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Paul?
Great. You're a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, and we're also going to be speaking with police officer Marcus Whitehead. Hello, Marcus. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Paul?
Okay, good. So the thought here is this. Know your numbers. Is your blood pressure being taken all wrong? So the American Heart Association, which we've done many interviews with, because you guys know your stuff, and the heart is a very important organ in your body, shares the most common mistakes, okay, and 7 simple tips for accurate reading of your blood pressure. What do you mean by that, doctor? It could be taken incorrectly?
That's right. It's very important to check your blood pressure accurately because you don't want to get an NT. False alarms. There are several different steps that are very important. If you don't follow these, it can lead to up to a 50-point inaccuracy in the reading.
Wow. Should you be taking it a couple times, or what would make it wrong? Would they be putting the pack on your arm incorrectly, or what are some of the things that people should be looking for?
That's exactly right. The American Heart Association has developed 7 simple steps for ensuring that you have an accurate blood pressure reading. And if we can get the slide up. First, very important, you want to have an empty bladder when you're having your blood pressure checked. Second, you want to be comfortable when your blood pressure is being checked. Sit back, supported, feet flat. Third, uncross your legs. Fourth, support your arm. Have that cuff at heart level, meaning perpendicular to your body. The fifth one is very important. This is the one that can lead to up to a 50-point elevation in false elevation you're reading, and that's to place the cuff over a bare arm. If you're measuring it over clothing, that can be inaccurate. Sixth, have a properly fitting cuff. Cuffs come in different sizes, and if you have the wrong size cuff, it can throw off that reading. And 7, be still and quiet when your reading is being taken.
Wow. Okay. So I imagine this not only us consumers out there, but maybe some doctors should know this.
Absolutely right.
Well, those are outstanding. How come you don't want to put the cuff over a shirt?
Well, it's just simple physics. If you're trying to measure your blood pressure in your artery and there's a cuff in the way, clothes in the way, that can throw off the reading and lead to false alarms and inappropriate response from the doctor.
Let's talk about what it actually and Marcus, we'll get to you in a second. I'm sure.
Okay.
You know, with the pressure of a police officer, there's something right here to talk about. But what is blood pressure?
Blood pressure is quite simply the pressure of the blood in your arteries. And it's very important to have blood pressure because it ensures there's blood flow to your different critical organs. But over time, if that pressure is too high, it starts to put pressure on those organs and slowly wears away at those critical organs of your body if it's too high.
And if it's too high, there's some real concern. Actually, I lived my life without a high blood pressure, and just within the last 8 months, my blood pressures went higher.
Wow.
And they put me on a blood pressure lowering pill right away. How can that happen? I never had a blood pressure problem. I mean, I'm older now. Could it be your age?
Right. Well, there's a lot of different contributors and risk factors. One is simple genetics, but there's a lot of modifiable factors too. For example, the amount of sodium you consume, your weight, being 10 pounds overweight can lead to a 5-point increase in your blood pressure reading, not exercise, being physically inactive. And then simply, as you said, as people get older, your arteries tend to get a little bit stiffer, and that can lead to elevated blood pressure as you get older.
Uh-huh. Okay. Marcus,
yes.
your Whitehead is a police officer.
Yes.
And a high blood pressure patient. How did they select you? and thank you for coming out and speaking about a personal matter such as this.
Oh, no problem, Mike. I appreciate you having me. Well, what happened was that I was working the Harvard Park Community Safety Partnership. And in that, we have a partnership with the American Heart Association called the STEPS program. So what it is, it's pretty much a way for the community to interact with the police by walking around the track at the park exercising. Along with the exercising, they do blood pressure screenings as well as cholesterol. So I thought, you know, one day, just for the heck of it, you know, let me get my blood pressure checked just to kind of see where I was at. And when I got it checked, my blood pressure was actually really high. So to kind of fast forward to about like a week later, I mean, I was working and I started experiencing like really, really bad headaches. I mean, I talked to my supervisor about it and then he decided to take me to the hospital. They checked it there again and it was even higher from when I got it tested at the park. And they also, you know, determined that I had hypertension at that point.
And that's an important point. Many times high blood pressure doesn't cause any symptoms at all, which is why it's referred to as the silent killer. But as Officer Whitehead's case indicates, when it gets elevated, it can also sometimes cause symptoms like a headache or even blurry vision.
It can also cause death. Is that right, doctor?
I'm sorry, it can cause what?
Death.
Absolutely, right. Sure. So the complications of a stroke, heart attack, heart failure can all be fatal potentially.
So is there a standards here as far as what the blood pressure should be for certain people, certain weight, certain height?
Sure, I'm glad you asked. So the Heart Association recently came out with new guidelines and the new target is less than 130. So if your blood pressure is 130 over 80 or above, that puts you in the hypertension ranges and that's an indication that you should see your doctor. It's also important to note that a really normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. So you start to get in that elevated range, even in that 120 range. But if you're in the 130 over 80 or above, that's high blood pressure and you should be seeing your doctor about that.
Okay. And when you see a doctor, some of the kinds of things a doctor will say to you will be what?
Well, again, it's very important to make sure, first of all, that your measurement is accurate. So you want to make sure your doctor follows those seven steps. Secondly, every patient with high blood pressure should be instituting simple lifestyle measures. So 10 pounds of weight loss can lead to a 5-point reduction in high blood pressure. Exercise regularly can have the same effect. So before you even jump to medications, it's very important to make sure you're doing everything you can lifestyle-wise. And then third, in many cases, it is necessary to consider a blood pressure medication, and that's when your doctor might consider the different widely available blood pressure medications that can be used.
How about yourself, Officer Whitehead? How have you been dealing with it?
Well, for me, it was a lifestyle change. I mean, I was a lover of the fried chickens, French fries. I love drinking sodas, but I knew I had to cut all that out. So I cut it out, and I just started drinking more water. And with that, you know, I worked out at the gym, but I usually would maybe go about like maybe twice a week. So I had to increase that to about 4 times. And I know once I've done that, I noticed I start losing weight and the headaches have completely gone at this point.
Well, that's great. And did you go back often to recheck your blood pressure? How did you stay on top of now the once you learned about a concern?
Well,
how did you take care of that?
Well, with that, what I was doing, I was going to our department facility and getting a check, and each time I got it checked, it kind of went down like gradually to where it got kind of down to like a comfortable level at this point.
Dr. Hockman, they sell the, you know, for home blood pressure testers, right? They sell these different equipment. What's your thinking on that?
Well, you know, those automated cuffs aren't perfect, but in my view, any engagement getting patients involved in their health is important. We also know that when you check your blood pressure at home, you're sort of getting a measurement that reflects what your blood pressure runs during the day. A lot of times when patients are in the doctor's office, they may have falsely elevated blood pressure because of what's called white coat hypertension, which is again why it's so important to be relaxed when you're getting that measurement taken. So even though the automated cuffs may not be perfect, I encourage my patients to do it. And I just say, bring that cuff in with you when you come to the doctor so that we can calibrate it, make sure that the readings that you're getting match what we're getting.
And pharmacists now also, some are, I know Walgreens here standing in the corner, they'll check your blood pressure for you.
Absolutely. I think there's a huge opportunity to take advantage of community pharmacists. Some organizations have even been experimenting with innovative models in which pharmacists can work with the doctor using what's called a collaborative practice agreement or a protocol to potentially help work with the doctor to make adjustments based on those readings. So if you're in a pharmacy where the pharmacist will do that for you, I say absolutely take advantage of that.
we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace, and I ask everybody, and health, of course, is part of life and peace. What does peace mean to them? And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to ask you both, Dr. Hochman, what does peace mean to you?
Well, you know, the more we learn about health, the more we know what happens in the doctor's office is only a small piece of the puzzle. It's really those so-called social determinants where we live, work, eat, sleep, and play. And, you know, if you're not living in a peaceful environment, if you're worried about violence in your community, it's going to be very hard to be healthy. So for me, being a peaceful environment is a key part to being in a healthful environment.
Okay, thank you very much, Officer Marcus Whitehead. What does peace mean to you?
For me, I would say peace is just relaxation, just taking time to focus on yourself and just, you know, relaxing, whether it's meditation, things like that. I mean, because you have to think about yourself because at the end of the day, you only have one body.
There you go. Hey, both of you, thank you very much, American Heart Association, and coming out as you always do with very important information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.